What's up, men? Alright guys, today's video is titled It's Snowing in Lviv and How Feminism is Good for Us MGTOWs here in Ukraine. So the usual walk and talk MGTOW shit. This is the world famous Lviv Opera House. I was there a couple of days ago for that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs play. Panorama Lviv Hotel over here. They say they have a nice jazz bar after 7 o'clock. I might go there. McDonald's is obviously over there, as you guys can see. So this is the main square of Lviv. Old Town is over there. That's where I'm gonna go. That's where I go every day to get my coffee. So I'm just showing you the place. This is the first time that they have heavy snowfall here in Lviv. And one of the things I noticed, guys, is that when it's raining, when it's raining, it's cold. Okay, here's the thing, okay? When it's cold enough to snow, it does not feel anywhere as bad as when it's not snowing, but it's raining. So for some reason, guys, when it gets cold enough to snow, it does not feel anywhere as bad as it does when it's not cold enough to snow, yet it's raining. You know, I have a friend from Australia. He's Australian, but he lives in Sweden. And he told me, once the weather gets below negative 10 Celsius, the moisture gets out of the air and it doesn't feel that bad at all. He told me you're actually better off in negative 10 degrees Celsius weather than you are in, you know, 0 degree weather. So just to give you an idea, back in America, 0 degrees is like 32 degrees. Negative 10 is like, I don't know, 17 degrees. I think it's like 20 degrees right now, guys, and I'm walking around loving it, you know. Only thing I have to worry about is, you know, slipping on sludge. Obviously, you need boots over here. I almost slipped a couple of times, you know. So I'm walking very carefully. Hopefully, we'll have more snow over the next couple of days. If we do, I'm going to go skiing. And, you know, I'm going to go skiing just so I can brag and say I skied in Europe, you know. Like, how many of you guys been to an opera in Europe? You know, how many of you guys skied in Europe, let alone skiing in Ukraine during a freaking war, you know? Before I started this video, the air raid sirens were going off, you know, but nobody cares. Ain't nothing going on here in Lviv. You know, look at that. The guy's forcing himself to kiss a woman over there. I'm telling you guys, this is what we're going to be talking about right about now, you know. So, how feminism is actually good for us MGTOWs here in Ukraine. All right, guys. So, here in Ukraine, guys, it's a poor country. People don't speak English, but here's the deal. Feminism is creeping up here in Ukraine, okay, guys? As more and more Ukrainian women start learning English, start going into universities, it will be better for us as MGTOW men because they're gonna start looking to foreign dudes rather than Ukrainian dudes. You guys need to understand, a little bit of feminism, a little bit of hypergamy is actually good for men like you and me who got their shit together. Okay, guys? You know, problem with the West is that hypergamy and feminism is so out of control in the West that they're looking for Tom Brady. They're looking for fucking Brad Pitt, you know? But here in Ukraine, they're looking for guys like you and me, you know? And just to give you an idea, it's estimated that 20% of female college students in Kyiv are prostitutes, you know? They're not professionals, but they're just doing it, you know, so they can live the good life out in Kyiv on their own. So what you guys need to understand is, hopefully I don't fall. Okay, I'm good. See the sludge? You know, don't want to fall. So let me walk a little bit, that way you guys can hear me a little bit better, away from the traffic. You know, this is the traffic, if you guys want to take a look. Like I said, guys, even though it's snowing, even though it's like 20 degrees or minus, I don't know, 5 or 6 centigrade, I actually feel better now than I do in 30 plus degree weather. In fact, I think I might be a little bit overheated, to be honest with you. So anyways, let's see a kebab shop, you know. Guys, if you come out here and you own yourself a small kebab shop like that, you're going to be making money hand over fist, dudes. Anyways, so going back to what I was telling you about feminism being a good thing here for us in Ukraine, okay? You see, here in Ukraine, there is no safety net, guys, okay? There is no affirmative action. There is no welfare. There is no credit cards. There is no bank loans. There is none of that stuff that's found in America or even in the European Union, okay? So people here in Ukraine, they have to be looking out for themselves because they simply don't have a system to be looking out for them. Now, I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again. Ukrainian people are simpletons, okay? Not saying they're bad. I'm simply saying that as Slavic people, their IQ is less than white Anglo-Saxon people. So even though Ukrainians are white, they're not equal to Anglo-Saxon white. Like Yuru GA Nationalist on MGTOW TV said, not all black people are the same. Not all white people are the same. I think this guy is gonna be walking with us. Hopefully he doesn't turn the corner with us either. Let me cross the street without falling. I'm really hoping he doesn't turn the corner with us. All right, we're good. Okay, I can walk on this. All right, so going back to what I was telling you guys, that they have no safety nets here in Ukraine, and Ukraine is, the wages here in Ukraine are hella cheap. Like, the average Ukrainian working a minimum wage job, 10, 12 plus hours a day, 6 days a week, if they're lucky, they might top off at like $800, if they're lucky, okay? So, you guys out there need to look at things from a Ukrainian girl's perspective, okay? I'm a 20-year-old Ukrainian girl. I'm going to university. I'm learning English, okay? Now, I can either spend the next 10 years of my life getting pumped and dumped by bad boys, getting into abusive relationships where I get the shit beat out of me, you know, end up with a couple of bastard children, work a minimum wage job I hate, and hopefully, by the age of 30, I'll be making $1,000 a month, okay? Or, I can get with this MGTOW over here and bypass all that nigger shit together. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Let me get over here. Okay, have to be a little bit careful while walking. So you guys need to understand, as English becomes more prominent among the young women here, their hypergamy is going to go up, okay, guys? Because here's the thing. The average Ukrainian dude does not self-actualize, okay? They just don't. It's not in them. You know how yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, tells his sleazeball gang to, like, you know, lie to women and claim that, you know, Jay-Z is their cousin and that Bill Gates is going to invest $1 trillion in their tech startup? Yeah. That's what the Ukrainian men here do when it comes to their women. They just lie about, oh, baby, I love you. Oh, baby, you know, I'm going to be the next best thing. But in reality, the dude is an ancient nigger, you know? And this is why divorce rates here in Ukraine are so high, because the guy lies to the woman, claims to be something he's not. He doesn't self-actualize. He eventually becomes an alcoholic, cheats on her, beats the shit out of her, you know, and actually ends up, like, taking her money when she's the one who starts working. So, again, eventually these young Ukrainian women are gonna say, hey, I don't want to be part of this toxic culture, okay? I want more from life, okay? And again, this is where you and I come in, guys, okay? Like I said, like, you know, I remember I did a video about this when I was driving up to New York back in 2019. You know, I told you, hypergamy is like a coffee in a cup, right? You got a small cup of coffee, you got a medium-sized coffee, you got a large cup of coffee, but unfortunately, you know, feminism in the West is a super-duper large cup of coffee with no lid on it, and the coffee is just being poured in, you know. There is no way you can have any control over that hypergamy. But here in Ukraine, their hypergamy eventually is going to be a small cup of coffee with a tight lid on it. Because again, where are you gonna go, okay? At best, you'll be making $1,000 a month. It's probably gonna take you 10 years to get to that level. You're gonna have to go to college. You're gonna have to work a minimum wage job, or at least sell yourself, you know. It's like, why even bother, dudes? See, this is a thing about us MGTOW men, okay? We need to have our life in such perfect order that a young 20-year-old Ukrainian girl is gonna be like, why bother? Why bother going to college? Why bother getting into a relationship with a Ukrainian dude, you know? I can't tell you how many times I'd be walking around this square, you know, and like girls 16, 17 years approach me. Now those girls, you know, they're taking donations to fund their studies because they want to learn English. And at the same time, when they see me walking around making these videos, they know who I, they definitely know that I speak English. So a lot of these girls, you know, they come up to me, they want to practice their English. You know, one girl wanted to have coffee with me, but I'm like, bitch, you're a minor. I legally speak, and I can't even be talking to you. You're under 18. Get lost, you know. But this just goes to show you that the younger generation of Ukrainian women who are learning the English, they want to get educated, they're not even going to bother looking at their men, okay? You know, yesterday, me and my Australian friend, we were at a pub, and we were talking in English, obviously. We were talking about, are we living in a simulation? And these young Ukrainian girls, probably 18, 19, they totally abandoned their men, and they just joined our conversation. So this just goes to show you, dudes, you know, when you see a Ukrainian woman walking around as a Ukrainian dude, trust and believe she will abandon him for you. That's what they do. See that girl over there holding the... See those two girls? See those two girls? That's what they do. They speak English, okay? I know they speak English because they, you know, tried to get with me a couple of times. So what these girls do is that they sell these, like, Ukrainian flag ribbons. And, you know, they just want a donation so they can, you know, fund their university studies and, you know, learn English, which, hey, more power to them. But the problem is, you know, they're under 18, so, you know, don't want to even talk to them. But I'm telling you, you young MGTOW guys out there, you know, I'm telling you, man, in a couple of years when these girls are of legal age, they will be perfect for you, okay, guys? So... you young, good-looking, MGTOW dudes, this is where you need to be, okay, guys? And I'm letting you guys know, if you have yourself a good lawyer here in Ukraine, you can get residency here, okay, guys? It's not that difficult. I know several people who did it. It's not that difficult to get residency in Ukraine, okay, guys? So, and the thing is... you know, at first I was like, let me get the hell out of here. It's too damn cold. It's raining. You know, I'm going to freeze to death. But like my friend, my Australian-Swedish friend said, you know, once it gets below, you know, negative 10 degrees Celsius, then that's when it actually feels better. And I do have to admit, guys, compared to yesterday before it began snowing, you know, yesterday, guys, I was like, I want to get on a plane back to America. You know, yesterday I was like, get me back to America, man. But now I'm like, dude, I'm loving this, you know, I'm loving the weather, you know. This is like the first time in my life where I walk around, I see snow like this. You know, we don't get that shit in Florida, you know, I don't have to tell you why. But yeah, man, I think you can probably make Ukraine work in the winter. I think you can probably make it work in the winter. And, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm making Ukraine work. My hands are a little bit cold. You know, I got this on. Maybe I get leather gloves on top of them. That probably will take care of it. But as of right now, guys, I'm loving it, man. I'm walking around. I'm feeling good, you know. Who'd have ever thought the colder it will get, the better it will actually be, you know? But then again, I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know anything about this shit because, you know, in Florida, you know, it doesn't snow in Florida. So what the hell do I know? But going back to the point of this video, guys, you did see earlier on when we started the video, you did see that Ukrainian dude pushing himself on that Ukrainian girl, you know, trying to kiss her. And that's what a lot of these Ukrainian dudes do, guys. They force themselves on women, you know. And again, once a woman has a little bit of hypergamy, a little bit of feminism in her, she's gonna reject low-value men forcing themselves onto her. And again, you guys need to understand, you know, the reason why divorce rates in Ukraine are so high, it's because, you know, guys who force themselves on women, you know, they promise them the world, they promise them that they're gonna make money, they promise them, you know, just about how everything is Asian food over here. I wouldn't even bother. So that's why I'm telling you guys, you know, eventually Ukrainian women are gonna start outright rejecting and abandoning their men for you and me, especially now with the war where, you know, I told you guys, the whole point of the Ukrainian war is simply to kill off Ukrainian men so the Jews can come here, take over Ukraine, and take over their beautiful woman. You know, that's really the whole point of this war, okay, guys? So, yeah, man, I'm loving it, man. I'm hoping in the next 3 days we get some more snow, especially up in the Carpathian Mountains. I'm gonna go check the snow report you know, hopefully a ski slope will open in the next couple of days. I'll rent a car, go there for a day, you know, brag about skiing in Europe, and after that I will go off to Kyiv for a week, let you know what's up with Kyiv, and then after Kyiv, see, this is what you guys need to worry about, see? They come back from the war like this and worse, you know. I was talking to an American dude who's a volunteer, and he's telling me from the front lines, you will not believe how many guys have been amputated, how many guys have been deformed, disfigured. I mean, real talk, guys, I genuinely feel sorry for Ukrainian men. I really do, guys. You know, Ukrainian women, they're gonna be fine. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, Ukrainian women are going to be fine. Okay, the men, on the other hand, I really feel sorry for them. Anyways, I have no power over it. You have no power over it. It is what it is, like Red Pill Married says. Alright, guys, so, damn, these furries creep me the fuck out, dude. I'm telling you, man, if a furry pulls up on me, I'm gonna knock him the fuck out, man. Furries freak me out, you know. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna go work on MGTOW TV, Metwali Web Services. Like I said, we have a major update for MGTOW TV. I just have to make sure the update is compatible with all the custom work I've done over the years. So it might take us a couple, I'm hoping it takes us a couple of weeks, but realistically speaking, it's probably going to take us at least a month, maybe even 2 months, until we are able to get the new update officially on MGTOW TV. So, anyway, guys, I'm going to give you a view as more and more snow falls. Once we hang a left on the corner over there, I'll end the video. That way you guys get to see a little bit more of something lively, you know, something with a little bit more life to it than this. And this over here, guys, this big brown building with a rooftop, yeah, that's where your tax money is going, guys. Over here, that's where your tax money is going. Yep, see, good old American flag right there. This is where, that's where your tax money is going. $100 billion, some dumb shit like that. Just say, oh damn, almost fell. So, Rhine Oak Park, that's where we were. High Castle, that I heard High Castle is where you can see pretty much all of Lviv from up in the hill. This is a map, obviously. Somebody drew shit on it, graffiti. Why am I not surprised? Where's the "you are here" thingy? You know, usually they have "you are here." Who cares? It's not like we got Google Maps for this shit, you know? So, yeah, guys, I'm gonna hang a left, then I'm gonna shut off the camera, and then just go work on a MGTOW TV, Metwali Web Services. But yeah, man, everything is fine, guys. I just need to get leather gloves, that's all. And you guys, let me know in the comments section, guys, leather gloves on top of these gloves, will that make my hand warm, or do I need a special type of gloves or something, you know? I just want to be able to you know, still put my hands in my pocket, you know, shit like that. So hopefully I don't have to buy like big old gloves, you know. Anyway, guys, so yeah, what is my favorite cafe? There's a cafe over here that I normally go to. I used to go to Lviv Croissant, you know. Lviv Croissant, they have cheap coffee, you know. But my problem with the Lviv croissant is that every freaking half hour, their internet kicks you off. So imagine doing something important on the internet, and then all of a sudden, the internet loses connection, and you're like, damn it. You know, so I'd spend the extra dollar, you know, and go to a place that has steady internet connection, faster internet connection, you know. Even if I pay 90 of their money, that's like what, man? $2.50 for a large cup of latte? Heck, you can't even get that in America. You can't even get a cup of coffee in America from Starbucks for under $3 nowadays. So for you to get a giant cup of latte here for $2 and probably 50-some cents, you're winning, dudes. So, yeah, it's about $2.50 for a cup of coffee. Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. You guys hear that? That's an air raid warning. As you guys can see, people didn't even flinch or anything. Nobody cares. You know. Nobody cares. Anyway, guys, you know what? Let me walk around a little bit more. I just want to show you that people don't give a flying F about this war. You know, see that, guys? Life is going on normally, man. Ain't nobody running, ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody screaming. It's as if the war has absolutely no effect on the people. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.